California recall vote approaches on Tuesday. Stories continue to appear alleging that candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger engaged in sexual misconduct and once made favorable remarks about Adolf Hitler. But NPR's John McChesney reports the actor's campaign affair appears unaffected.
The first stop of the day was in Arcadia, just outside of Los Angeles. Between 2,000 and 3,000 enthusiastic supporters showed up, making it the largest crowd so far on the tour. If Schwarzenegger had been rattled by the media flap, he didn't show it. He bounded onto the stage and gave a rousing version of his by now familiar stump speech. The next stop was on the other side of the Tehachapi Mountains at the foot of the Central Valley. The site was a building supply factory, which makes cement blocks and bricks. The scene was definitely industrial as trains and trucks rolled by, and the subject was jobs. The actor took questions from a hand-selected group of people, but he started with one of his favorite anecdotes. Why, his friends asked, would he want to run for governor when he had such a good life?
And people always ask me, why are you doing that? You know, why are you giving up the money, the businesses, and the movie career and all those kind of things when you know that in politics they try to tear you down, tear down your character, tear down everything you stand for? And of course I felt that a little bit the last few days, may I remind you?
It was the candidate's only reference to the stories of the day before. The six buses soon pulled out and headed for Bakersfield, a Republican stronghold. On the bus, journalists were busy grilling the campaign spinmeisters about the sex stories and the alleged remarks about Hitler. Republican Congressman David Dreyer, campaign co-chair, said that Schwarzenegger was one of the most patriotic men he had known, and he couldn't imagine the actor saying anything good about the German dictator. Concerning the sex stories, Dreyer refers to a threat made some time ago by a high-ranking Democrat to go to the tabloids about Schwarzenegger's past. Maybe, Dreyer suggests, the LA Times got their information from the Democrats, but secondhand.
I'm just saying that, that's quite possible. They were providing information from the Democratic Party to tabloids.
A tenuous and unproven link to the Davis campaign, but the Schwarzenegger camp is convinced that the late timing of the stories when their candidate is surging into polls is part of a plot. Congressman Daryl Issa, who put up most of the money for the recall campaign, shares that suspicion.
It's not about, per se, a balance. It's about the inappropriateness of things which are known 8 weeks or 6 weeks out coming in the last week. That's an opinion, certainly. If a similar attack leveled on Cruz Bustamante, I probably would be less offended.
The mantra of the day was that the negative stories didn't have any legs and that the Schwarzenegger momentum was unstoppable. Journalists on the bus have been grumbling about the lack of access to the candidate, while programs like Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition were given exclusive interviews. Campaign spokesman Todd Harris explained it this way.
Whether or not, you know, a lot of people in the mainstream press want to acknowledge it or not, a show like Inside Edition allows us to bring Arnold's message directly to a lot of people that frankly don't pay a lot of attention to shows like Meet the Press or frankly NPR or the New York Times.
And as if to prove Harris's point, in Bakersfield the campaign met its largest crowd so far in a shopping center baking under the valley sun. The candidate, flanked by former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, appeared buoyed by the enthusiastic crowd, flanked by a group of preteen girls dressed in red, waving blue and white pom-poms.
The crowds have been building. We started out with 2,000, then 3,000, then they went to 4,000, and today we have 7,500 people here. Thank you, thank you.
It was an unverifiable number, but the crowd loved it, and then the girls in red broke into the campaign's anthem, "We're Not Going to Take It Anymore" by Twisted Sister. John McChesney, NPR News, Fresno.